This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Outside of election year politics, few things generate as much intense outrage on both sides, frankly, as that of mandatory childhood vaccination. According to the National Institutes of Health, public concern about the adverse effects of vaccines has actually been a part of our conversation since the first smallpox inoculation by Dr. Edward Jenner back in 1796. But it is difficult to refute the data which points to a dramatic decrease in mortality and morbidity as a result of routine childhood immunizations, accelerated by laws since the 50s, certainly, mandating immunizations, usually with the exception for reasons of moral, religious, or personal beliefs. Last year, nearly 45,000 Texas kids were exempted for non-medical reasons, and that number is growing. And experts are warning that the state is set to become a major anti-vaccine battlefield. Among them, Dr. Peter Hotez. He is the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine and a pediatrics professor at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, and he joins us now. Thanks for your time, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Texas has one of the highest vaccination rates for childhood diseases in the country. I think something upwards of 97% or even more. That hardly sounds like cause for concern or a battlefield, really. Why the concern?
Well, the vaccine rates are about as high as most other states overall, but the worry is that there's these intense pockets where children are not being vaccinated. Some of the private schools in Texas, where half the kids are not being vaccinated, there are 30 to 40%. And then even in the public school systems, the numbers are approaching 5% of kids who are not being vaccinated. And the reason we get concerned about that is because once those exemption rates go above 5%, we can predict that we could start seeing measles outbreaks. And of all the diseases that we vaccinate against, we worry about measles the most because it's the most highly transmissible of all the infectious agents. We know that, for instance, that if a single kid gets measles, on average, up to 20 other kids will get infected.
As opposed to
something like Ebola, where only one other kid might get infected.
You say, as I understand it, a major measles outbreak could strike Texas as soon as winter or spring of 2018. Is that you're just projecting that 5% figure? Is that right?
Well, that's right. And we don't know where. It looks like around the Austin area in particular, you have these private schools where you have 30 to 40%. We saw in California, in Marin County and Orange County, when we started having measles outbreaks a few years ago. We're not about the same situation here in Texas.
You know, there have been exemptions for medical and religious reasons for more than a half a century in many states. Why have those not triggered the sort of debate that we're seeing now in 2014, 15, 16?
So what you have in Texas is a very steep uptick, very steep increase in the percentage of kids who are not being vaccinated. A lot of that is attributed to this new, very strong anti-vaxxer movement.
Well, I want to ask you about that because, you know, we've had state lawmakers proposing things like scrapping non-medical exemptions altogether. You mentioned anti-vaxxer, which a lot of people see as something like an epithet to dismiss their concerns, no matter how valid. In fact, some parents have told me they feel like they're under attack ad hominem. Whatever the science, this has gotten ugly. What do you think?
Well, here's what we know. We know, and the reason I get so involved is I've developed vaccines for neglected tropical diseases. I head the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development in addition to being the dean of the Tropical Medicine School here. And I also have an adult daughter with autism. So I'm familiar with both sides of the equation. And what we know is that there's massive studies showing there's absolutely no link between vaccines and autism.
Given the stakes, would you advocate mandatory across the board without exceptions childhood vaccinations?
Well, there are legitimate medical reasons. If a child's known to be immunocompromised, if they're undergoing cancer chemotherapy, they can't get certain live vaccines. But I would absolutely eliminate all the non-medical exemptions. And that's what happened in California. Unfortunately, in California, they waited until there were horrific measles outbreaks, and now they've got terrible complications of measles called SSPE, and even, I believe, measles deaths associated with that. And I want to prevent that here in Texas. So, and that's why I've been out there in this last year, because we're now at the point where we're going to start seeing measles epidemics, and I'm worried that children will be severely neurologically damaged or even die because of measles as a consequence of this.
Dr. Peter Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine and a pediatrics professor at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Hotez, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much for giving attention to this issue.